Hey, Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, your host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Boy, what a weekend. What a last couple of days for women's sports at K-State. We'll get into some of that right here in this episode. If this is your first time checking out this other, quote-unquote, other K-State podcast, we cover all things K-State sports, not just the big two and all that, because it'll be not so great. Not so great, even though there is high optimism for football. But anyways, we cover, as I just said, women's sports, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's golf, women's tennis. Obviously, women, well, sometimes women's rowing as well. They're going to be getting going here when this weather warms up. And so much more. We appreciate your support of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. This is, I'm recording this, women's completing the weekend for women's tennis on February 24th, Tuesday, 2026. Well. So I already recorded Old Dominion episode, which I had to do, make three tries doing that. And then K-State took care of a top 60 ranked opponent in Minnesota Sunday afternoon. And not only that, you swept them. Minnesota didn't even score a point in that. So this is, I think, for the first time all year long, head coach Jordan Smith and K-State women's tennis team went back-to-back tennis matches there, obviously there. So, and then, yeah, they play. And remember, they played 21st ranked Clemson to officially kick things off. I know they started off with a Jayhawk invitation and all that, but they started off with a ranked Clemson, who was ranked even better than what Minnesota was. But yeah, they played Clemson tough, and here you shut out Minnesota at home, you take care of business there as well, and with Clemson at all. Again, going back to say that their doubles team has really improved there as well. And now, all of a sudden, you're looking at this K-State women's tennis team now, 3-3 on the season. And we're going to get into Jordan Smith right now here on this podcast. We got him here on a quote after his team shut out the 53rd ranked Minnesota Lady Golden Gophers. Quote, really proud of how we played today. You know, I thought we handled ourselves well from a kind of a marathon from Friday against Old Dominion. Well, that episode's going to come out probably this afternoon. That's me, not George Smith, but back to George Smith. And so the fact that we bounced back so well, took control, never let Minnesota get in the match was really awesome, end quote. Yeah, again, you want to see start. I mean, it's still kind of a little bit early, but this group has had a lot of tennis under their belt. They played a lot of matches in the fall, and maybe we haven't really seen that in the past, because we're either that or I haven't just been paying attention, because we're so locked in on K-State fall sports. You know, the women's volleyballs, the women's soccers of the world, the women's basketball, right? So yeah, all that going on, okay, right? But yeah, we talked about them. Competing in the fall. I'm like, all right, you know, okay, this is kind of like quote unquote spring ball, even though it's still fall. You know, this young core, and we went off this roster again. And I think that popped up. Yeah, that's already out. So, if you're new to this podcast, that episode that should be out. Again, I'm still focused on what I need to record now. I'm forgetting about, I recorded a boatload of episodes, and there's a boatload to come. So you make sure you tap into this podcast. But yeah, so that is starting to kind of pay dividends here a little bit. We're going to know moving forward, but they have now played these ranked teams very tough. Does that sound familiar? Women's basketball, even though women's basketball got blowed out last night. We'll get into all that. Probably later on this afternoon. This afternoon, so when I record that, I must bank that for later on this afternoon. But yeah, so you gotta give this team a lot of credit there in the coaching staff of Jordan Smith for what they are doing right now. And obviously, Big 12 schedule. They're gonna be starting. They're gonna be getting the Big 12 play here as well. And we're gonna continue the Jordan Smith theme here before we get into how K-State shut out Minnesota. The Pro Punchline Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer here. And he continues on here saying, quote, you know, we've been pushing the doubles point. That's our fourth doubles point of the season, which is something we've been struggling with the past, but really proud of the whole, how the girls came out and set the tone. And obviously, Mata had a great weekend and got to see Maggie bounce back and even Sasha getting her first win. So, yeah, I think we're doing a lot of good things, and we got to get ready for the Big 12, end quote, there. And they're going to be starting, which looks like a five-game homestand of Big 12 playoff opponents. Woo, so you gotta be feeling good right there. We're gonna start with doubles because that's where the bread and butter is made right there, folks. And the 55th ranked doubles team combination in the nation, led by the Cosmajaw sisters, Marloga and Mata, knocked off their opponent 6-4, Nora and Arena of Minnesota 6-4, and then Varvara Brnovich and Diana Samoloska took care of Maya Leppert and Sophia Pinto of Minnesota, 6-3 to seal that. Even though, yeah, Minnesota then their last doubles, their third doubles took care of Kislova and Rusmova. How that rhymes here. I think I said something about that. So, but they got shut out, unfortunately. But it didn't matter because doubles, I have said it. Seems like last year when I started to recognize it, you know, doubles is key. Getting that doubles win is key, you know, and getting two of them will really set the tone there, as well as K-State shut out Minnesota there 4-0 over the weekend at home, and now you got momentum, and not only that, you're at 500 now after six games, 3-3. How about that? The Cosmajaw sisters, top of the board in the singles, 1-2 punch, right? Marlugo C in three sets over Jessel Ante, 6-1, 6-3, and then dominated the third set, 6-1. Mata swept Ava Schmidt in straight sets, 6-0, 6-3. Sasha Kislova getting her first collegiate win. Coach Smith just said it. I just read it right there. She did it in straight sets. In the middle of that was a tiebreaker in the first set there. She takes care of Maya Leipert there, her first win there. Diana Samoloska, the rest of these were unfinished because your 1-2-3 ladies took care of business there. Samoloska's match was unfinished. Brnovich, my goodness, her match was unfinished. And Rusmova, they didn't even get off the ground with that matchup down there. So how about that? So congratulations again to this team. Head coach George Smith got some brewing, and they got, again, this squad got no singers on it, none whatsoever, right? So again, I know I'm looking for way too far down the road, but now you're going to conference play, and we're gonna see here, and they'll be back in action this Friday, back at home. They're going to be hosting Cincinnati at home, and then kind of looking a little bit ahead a little bit, they're going to be hosting West Virginia as well. So this is going to be, well, actually, they're going to be wrapping up a five-game homestand there with first of two Big 12 games. Cincinnati, the Big 12 opener for the K-State women's tennis team on Friday afternoon at 4 against Cincinnati. That is, with Cincinnati, is going to come into Manhattan at 5-2, and then West Virginia. So you got a pair of good teams coming in there. But again, you just beat in non-con. You're up to task against 21st ranked Clemson early in the season. Not even probably a couple weeks ago, and you just took care of Minnesota. In between that, you beat Old Dominion there as well, along with let's not forget they beat Tulsa as well. So this team, you know, hey, can you keep the positive vibes going? Can you not have those setbacks that we've seen? So we'll see. And all begins Big 12 play for the K-State women's tennis team on Friday afternoon back in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast is found for you daily or in a chance to record K-State content. You know what to do. iTunes, Spotify, if you're not tap back in this podcast. You might want to do that right now, because I told y'all, we've been recording a lot of content, this daily podcast, and we got some more coming to us. So make sure you're subscribed to this podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from KC Mo. K-State upsets 53rd ranked Minnesota 4. K-State 4, 53rd ranked Minnesota nothing. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate it, Kate. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.